She got dirt. And she's ready to go. Ready to go.
Hey, Jenny.
The Brantford Academy of Hair and Cosmetology Dirt Report.
Don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Hi, Jay.
What up, Jenny?
What's happening with you, my friend?
I'm good. We almost to the weekend. 4 days left. Well, other than that, I'm chilling.
We're not to the weekend.
Yes. We haven't hit hump day yet.
Yeah. So what's going on?
R. Kelly had that whole Surviving Lies page on Facebook that we were talked about yesterday. Facebook decided to take that down.
Yeah, so he actually started a Facebook page, and he was going to link off to a website that
exposing
he was going to have.
Exposing his accusers of Surviving R. Kelly docuseries.
Right, so he was going to, he put up actually some like text yesterday, some proof that he had been talking to some females.
Yes.
And he was trying to make it look like as if they was into him. And
so Facebook took down the page because he posted text between R. Kelly and one of the accusers, and someone from Facebook says, "We do not tolerate bullying or sharing others' private information." So that's why the page came down. Also, images from an alleged sex tape featuring the accuser was uploaded to the Facebook page.
But how is that helping him? See, this is the thing. Like, how is that helping him uploading sex tapes onto the page? It's making him look crazy.
The word on the street was that R. Kelly was about to load up a lot of information from alleged victims and people from Kelly's camp that would probably, like, they said he would collect information.
Yeah.
And have people, like, do things. So if any statements came out, he would put that out there to, like, you know, cover his back.
So right,
he like kind of like blackmailed all his accusers to do stuff.
Yes.
And he like saved all kind of information and footage. So if anybody said something, he would go back to the archives, pull this stuff out, yeah, and be like, look, they was down with it from the door.
Right. So in the documentary, they do state that he was actually having them sign like confirmations that they were down for it all.
Yep.
And he was taping these girls.
Yeah.
And he had a special bag where the underage girls like tapes were.
Yes.
In a special bag. Yeah.
It's a lot going on with this whole thing, Jenny.
So now one of R. Kelly's alleged victims is putting out a challenge to R. Kelly and saying that she wants him to do a lie detector test live on TV. Her name is Asante McGee. She was part of the documentary.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of the women who made allegations against R. Kelly. And she's saying that she thinks he should go on TV live and take a polygraph test. What do you think?
They should send R. Kelly to the wall, like in the Game of Thrones. He needs to go to the wall. Go away from society for a while.
You're just exiling him out of the country.
Go defend the country from the White Walkers and all these other people who come in. Like, send R. Kelly to the wall.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, one of those deals.
I just can't understand his people that are around him. Are they like, yes, R. Kelly, it's a good idea to make a Facebook page and to expose yourself further? Nah. Like, that's crazy.
He should just keep quiet.
He's always kind of kept
all this stuff, when you, like, all these allegations and things of this nature, sometimes when you just keep quiet, it all goes away.
Well, that's been, like, pretty much the pattern with this guy.
You know, with the videotape and the guy knocking on the door saying Robert. Everybody saw that, but it all went away because he didn't say nothing in, like, time history. All wounds.
And as you'll see in the documentary, when you finally watch it, Jay, Michi came in today looking crazy
because
he
distraught.
Watched it.
His face looked crazy. He's like, yo, I watched the full series. And yeah, Michi looked, yeah.
But in the
he looked different. He looked mature.
He looked
like he grew up.
He's like really upset. But in the documentary, they did state that every time something would happen, the guy would release an album.
Yeah.
Or do some award show.
Mm-hmm.
Or go perform at the Olympics. So everybody would forget.
He's the Pied Piper.
All right, so Kim Kardashian is becoming the fairy godmother of prison inmates because they're flooding her inbox with thousands of letters every day asking her to help them find freedom.
Mm.
Kim's also earned a new nickname within the prison system,
which
staffers and inmates refer to her as the Princess of Prison Reform.
Nah, she ain't do nothing yet.
So Kim and her team, Jess Helps and Toya Brown, get clemency in Tennessee after 15 years in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And she also recently helped out Alice Marie Johnson and Matthew Charles. You can check out the full story, hot937.com.
Jenny,
but this girl is doing some good work.
She is, but once she gets Big Meech out of prison, then we'll be like, yo, Kim Kardashian got, like, her reach is real strong. Like, if she can get Meech out of prison, then we talking. All these other people, that's cool. Get Big Meech out of prison. Let's see how ill you really are, Kim Kardashian.
Okay, you're going to start the free Big Meech.
Nah, but it's like, if she, let's see what
free
you're pulling.
Free Big Meech petition,
like,
on change.org.
This is all small potatoes right here. Go get Big Meech out.
Okay. All right, anyway, hot 3 at 3 countdown's coming up today. We got your tickets for ASAP Rocky. 93.7.